On Thursday's Day to Day discusses television, both what's on and what's behind the scenes. Here's Slate TV critic Virginia Heffernan on one of the most hideous sounding shows ever, the FX cable drama Nip Tuck, that's written Nip/Tuck, a show about plastic surgeons that offers a glimpse behind the facelift.
Nip Tuck may concern the themes of vanity, conformity, virility, and disguise, but the show is also really about nipping and tucking. Two episodes in, it's clear that someone high up in the production team gets a real kick out of seeing almost anything cut open, from hedges to vegetables to fatty flesh. It makes Nip Tuck twisted, enraged, and amusing. This is a pitch black comedy, and I like it. At the center of Nip Tuck is a pair of plastic surgeons who share a practice in Miami and a contemptuous relationship. Tanned, bright-toothed Christian, played by Julian McMahon, has an oily charm, while his partner Sean, played by Dylan Walsh, hesitates and frets. At first glance, Christian is the show's villain, while twinkly Sean, a family man who believes in pro bono skin grafts, is the hero. But eventually, neither man is so simple. Christian covets Sean's wife and swoops in after Sean leaves her. The doctors tussle over who controls their shared medical practice.
Christian, I'm not coming back.
Yes, you are. We worked too hard to get here, and even though you won't admit it, you need me. Just like I need you. I'm the salesman, the planner. You're the talent. We fit. We always have.
You'll do fine without me, Christian. With your corner on the placebo surgery market, you could easily find another partner.
Christian, who sees plastic surgery as a racket, is content to take cash and run a chop shop that preys on the disfiguring self-doubt of its patrons. For Sean, however, something in his life is missing. He tries to do charity work, but it's ineffectual. Something like a messed-up soul job. The patients are even more vicious and pitiful. There's a child-molesting fugitive who wants a new look so he can pull in more little girls. There's a man who's quintupled the length of his penis and now wants breath. And on this week's episode, there's a pair of underage doublemint twins who no longer want to look like one another, and then suddenly miss their sexual gimmick and want their resemblance back.
We just want to go back to the way we were. And we want to be treated the same.
Unlike HBO's funeral parlor drama 6 Feet Under, Nip Tuck's aesthetic is thoroughly tawdry, as are its ambitions. Heroism and tenderness plainly have no place here. And then there's the cutting. While music generally plays over the gruesome surgery sequences, the sound mix at other times is filled with the crackling of glass, the grinding of coffee beans, and the scraping of zipper teeth. Sean's wife, Julia, shreds a carrot as if flaying herself. A rabid psychologist violently castrates a cucumber. And, most vividly, a gardener slashes deep gashes into one of the doctor's hedges.
Good morning to you, Mr. Sean. Anything extra you'd like done today?
Everyone wants to cut. And in this remorseless punk show, it seems, they'll all get their chance.
Slate TV critic Virginia Heffernan. Day to Day is produced by Steve Proffitt and edited by John Buckley with help from Martha Little and Slate's Andy Bowers. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Shireen Meraji, Robert Sachs, Tracy Chang, and Luke Burbank. Our engineers are Sean Corey Campbell and Leah Delagula, and the program's directed by Catherine Fox. Say hello, Catherine.
Hi, Alex.
And special thanks to NPR's Jay Kernis and Peggy Gershman. The executive producer of Day to Day is J.J. Sutherland. Barbara Rehm is the managing editor for NPR News. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate. I'm Alex Chadwick.